Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 1st. You'll be interested to know, today's National Authors Day. This day honors authors like William Shakespeare, G.K., Rowling and Stephen King, who create stories that inspire and entertain. Initiated by Nellie Verne Burt McPherson in 1928, it gained official recognition in 1949, reminding U.S. to appreciate those shaping American literature through their words. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets on Friday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Saturday, expect knee-to-thigh-high swell with light onshore texture in the morning, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Sunday, expect knee-high swell with occasional waist-high sets in the morning, building to waist-to-stomach-high swell in the afternoon, with semi-glassy conditions shifting to semi-choppy. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 11. After that, it's choppy until 6, but it might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1 feet at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 6 foot just before 9 a.m. with a 0 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 62 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 53 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers likely on Saturday after 11 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 61. Saturday night continues with rain and a low around 56. Sunday brings a chance of rain before 4 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 60. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 52. Monday and Tuesday look sunny and warm, with highs near 62 and partly cloudy nights, cooling to the low 50s and mid 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, welcome to a groundbreaking era in college sports, where everything from a player's squeeze bottle to building names is up for sale. JMI Sports, based in San Diego, is leading this revenue drive by connecting brands with athletic departments eager to sell licensing and sponsorship rights. Recently, JMI secured multimedia rights for the University of San Diego, aiming to enhance the region's profile. With the National Collegiate Athletic Association allowing athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness, schools are adapting to a business model focused on generating revenue. As funding challenges grow, every dollar counts in this new sports landscape. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football at MetLife Stadium, the New York Jets, at 3-6, broke a 5-game losing streak by defeating the Houston Texans, now 6-3, with a score of 21-13. Aaron Rodgers threw 3 touchdowns, including a spectacular one-handed catch by Garrett Wilson. Despite C.J. Stroud's efforts, the Texans struggled with missed field goals. The Jets' defense held strong, sealing their first win under interim coach Jeff Ulbrich. On Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings, at 5-2, host the Indianapolis Colts, standing at 4-4 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings aim to rebound from back-to-back losses, with T.J. Hockenson returning to boost their offense. Joe Flacco leads the Colts, who have kept every game close within 6 points. Expect a tense matchup as Minnesota's defense seeks to confound the veteran quarterback with their deceptive schemes. Saturday afternoon, the 4th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, sitting at 6-1, clash with the 3rd-ranked unbeaten Penn State Nittany Lions at Beaver Stadium. Ohio State is favored by 3.5 points. With an over-under set at 51.5, expect a thrilling Big Ten showdown. In local sports, tonight, the San Diego State Aztecs, at 3-4, face the formidable number 15 Boise State Broncos, who stand at 6-1. The Broncos, favored by 23.5, are led by Ashton Gianti, the national rushing leader with 1,376 yards. Both teams remain unbeaten in Mountain West play. Tonight, the Lakers at 3-2 take on the Toronto Raptors, who are 1-4, at the Scotiabank Arena. Tomorrow night, USC takes on Washington in a high-stakes clash at Husky Stadium. The Trojans, favored by 2.5, aim to capitalize on their recent win over Rutgers. Washington, with an impressive 18-game home winning streak, boasts a tough defense, allowing only 123 passing yards per game. The over-under is 55.5. Sunday afternoon, the Chargers, sitting at 4-3, clash with the Cleveland Browns, who are 2-6, at First Energy Stadium. Jameis Winston, fresh off a historic debut, leads the Browns against a Chargers defense, allowing just 13 points per game. Tomorrow night, the Kings, with a solid record of 6-3-2, face off against the Chicago Blackhawks at Crypto.com. In top news, the United Kingdom is grappling with how to manage billions of dollars worth of seized Bitcoin, following significant law enforcement actions against criminal networks. Recently, authorities uncovered a stash of 61,000 bitcoins, valued at approximately $3 billion. This makes the UK one of the largest holders of Bitcoin globally. However, complexities arise regarding the sale and distribution of these assets, as current laws require the government to maximize returns while navigating volatile market conditions. Experts urge caution, suggesting that converting these digital assets to cash could risk gambling with public funds. In business news, Comcast is exploring the option of spinning off its cable network business, which includes the USA Network, Bravo, and MSNBC. This move comes as the media giant grapples with significant shifts in the linear television industry. President Michael Kavanaugh stated that separating these networks could create value for shareholders, though analysts remain skeptical. The cable networks benefit from their association with NBC, which aids in maintaining distributor fees. Media analyst Rich Greenfield suggested that the complexities of such a deal might render it ineffective. Meanwhile, Comcast stock rose 3% following positive earnings linked to the Summer Olympics. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $69,300. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is about 52 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In an impressive breakthrough, California startup Shield AI has achieved a significant victory in Ukraine, showcasing its drone's ability to withstand severe electronic warfare. This August, Shield AI became one of the rare Western suppliers to receive a request for hundreds of its drones, which typically cost about $1 million each. The company reported revenue of $163 million last year, nearly double the previous year, largely from contracts with the United States and NATO. The VB-8D drones, equipped with advanced AI technology, successfully completed rigorous tests in Ukraine, signaling a potential shift in the battlefield dynamics. Entertainment news. The Deadly Games are about to begin again in the highly anticipated Squid Game Season 2 teaser. Lee Jong-jae returns as Seong Jae-hun, also known as Player 456, who re-enters the brutal competition with a mission to dismantle it from within. The teaser debuted at Luca Comics and Games, revealing that 3 years after Jae-hun's shocking victory, he is now hardened and desperate to end the games for good. Alongside returning characters, the footage hints at new challenges and a darker, more serious Jae-hun. Squid Game Season 2 premieres on December 26, and a third season is slated for 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Ralph Marston. And he said, "You've done it before, and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities. Redirect the substantial energy of your frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.